A new book from the IU Press tells the story of New Harmony, Indiana, a small town with a worldwide reputation. The book tells the story in words and images of how New Harmony has been the home of not one, but two different utopian communities, renowned architecture, and an heiress to the Exxon fortune. WFIU's Adam Schwartz spoke to the creators of New Harmony then and now.
A visitor to New Harmony, Indiana, once described it as a gateway to utopia. The small town on the banks of the Wabash has been home to two attempts in the 19th century at creating model societies. And today, the town retains its spirit of utopian promise. That spirit is captured in a new book from the IU Press, New Harmony, Then and Now. The first part of the book describes how New Harmony has been a haven to social reformers. The second is devoted to more than 100 lavish color photos that show how the town's utopian spirit is a palpable presence.
New Harmony has an aura, and virtually everybody who comes there senses it. It's peaceful, it's tranquil, it encourages you to reflect and to become your best self.
Historian Donald E. Pitzer has been studying New Harmony for four decades. His essay in the book tells the story of the two model communities and of the charismatic men who founded them. The first was the religious prophet from Germany, Reverend George Rapp. Rapp and his 2,000 followers created the community based on celibacy, prayer, and hard work.
These people were pietists, pacifists, perfectionists, and, of course, looking for the second coming of Christ.
Father Rapp's Harmony Society lasted only a decade, but it succeeded during its existence in trading with 22 states and 10 foreign countries. Rapp sold the land to Robert Owen, an outspoken atheist who tried to use education to create what he called a new moral world. Owen's community collapsed after only 2 years, but the scientists and thinkers he brought in stayed behind.
Scholars stayed there. Botanists stayed there. Geologists stayed there. Poets stayed there.
Landscape photographer Darrell Jones spent 4 years taking the photos in New Harmony then and now. He paid special attention to the rustic log cabins and graceful stone buildings built by Father Rapp's harmonists 200 years ago.
Enough of the buildings are there that when you walk through the town, I can, in my mind, kind of see the Owenite community, I can see the Rappite community, and I'm walking down the street and I can visualize these people busy working in their shops and their trades, and I can see the studies. I can go into the old geology building and think of when the first people were studying there. So you have to bring your imagination to it.
Browsing the photos, you can imagine yourself in a walking meditation on one of New Harmony's two labyrinths, strolling through the Paul Tillich Memorial Park, or praying inside the roofless church. For Jones, creating the images in New Harmony then and now was part of a lifelong quest to make the transcendent visible, a hard thing to do in a photographic image.
Because what you're looking at is the external, and then you have to, how can you say it? God veils himself, I'll put it like this, God veils himself through his creation.
Jones feels he came closest to capturing the transcendent in his photo of New Harmony's patroness, Jane Blaffer Owen. Owen co-wrote the foreword to New Harmony Then and Now, but died last year at age 95 before the book was published. Darrell Jones's photo shows her from the inside of her 200-year-old New Harmony home, walking out the front door into a brightly lit exterior.
That photograph really has meaning to me because she's walking into the light, which is how her life was lived. So while I'm not actually, I'm going to say you cannot actually show the transcendent, but you can hint at it.
The photos in New Harmony Then and Now show why the town is so popular with visitors who are drawn to its award-winning modern architecture, uplifting statuary, and Victorian downtown.
Over the last 5 to 10 years, we've had people from all over the country move here.
Connie Weinzapfel co-wrote the book's foreword and is director of Historic New Harmony, a program that preserves the town's utopian legacy.
It happens so frequently that someone from outside of the area will come to New Harmony for an event or just on the recommendation of a friend, and they come and they're enchanted. And they end up buying a house and moving here. It is described by many people as a thin place, where heaven and earth are close.
Robert Owen's utopian ideas live on in today's eco-villages, intentional communities, and co-housing. Historian Donald Pitzer dedicated New Harmony Then and Now to his 3-year-old granddaughter, named Harmony after the town, who he calls his hope for New Harmony's utopian promise. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.
See Daryl Jones's photos of the roofless church and other New Harmony landmarks at wfiu.org/arts.